Today, the president of South Africa, Honorable Jacob Zuma, will be proclaiming the election date. And then what it means is that the election date will be published in the Government Gazette. All our offices throughout the country, in every municipality, we've got an IEC office. We've opened our offices from 8 o'clock until 5 in the evening. At the end of today, when the president has proclaimed the election date, what it means that it's today at 12 midnight, the voters' roll for the 2014 national and provincial election closes. That means that anyone who's registered after today midnight will never be able to participate in the upcoming elections. But for South Africans who have not yet registered, what will happen is that all our offices in every municipality in South Africa have been opened, and we've got officials on standby in the event that a lot of people come in a particular office. Then officials can be dispatched to that particular office. And as long as someone is within the vicinity of the municipal office at around 5 o'clock, they'll be assisted by our officials, won't be turned away. So that's the process that is taking place currently in South Africa to make sure that our voters are sufficiently ready for this upcoming elections.
Once the Gazette is done today, what does this do to the IE's preparation ahead of the elections?
What it means is that on Wednesday, tomorrow, as the IEC, we are going to gazette or publish what you call the election timetable. In the election timetable, amongst the key dates that we need to watch out as South Africans is the date by which political parties will submit a candidate list. It's the date by which also we should look out for parties that will be contesting elections. That means they'll be submitting their deposits, they'll be submitting their list, they'll be submitting all the necessary documentation to ensure that they qualify to participate in the elections. And amongst the other key dates in that election timetable will be overseas voting. There'll be a date for opening of people who won't be in the country, in South Africa, when elections take place. This process, we call it special voting. That means that anyone who's outside of South Africa, the chief electoral officer will provide a form electronically that they can fill to say they request permission to vote before the 7th of May 2014. And then once the chief electoral officer has considered the matter, then it's only then that they'll be allowed to do that. And then that's a very key date for South Africans. So all the rest of the other key dates for elections that will ensure that we are ready right up until to the 7th of May will be contained in the election timetable. That's the big, big, big project that is coming, because it allows us to prepare step by step towards the 7th of May.
After you receive nomination papers for these politicians, what happens next after you've thoroughly vetted them? What happens next?
What will happen? There'll be a date by which the deadline for all the submission reaches its maximum. That means that after all the parties, we call it the closing date for all the submissions, after corrections and everything else, and the final formal vetting has happened, what we'll do, we'll publish the names of candidates that will be contesting these elections. And after they've been published, then we start preparing the ballot paper for the election.
When will the ballot papers be printed for the May election?
It will be immediately after the finalization of the candidate list, because at that point we'll be knowing which leaders of political parties must appear on the ballot paper. And obviously our ballot paper is, out of experience, the process of securing them, they're quite intense. It's barcoding, it's special marks, so that even if anyone reproduces their ballot, people can see that there's the markings that are on that. What's with the security features, let me call it the right word, is security features. The security features that we place on our ballot papers are quite intense. It's only the IEC that would know which security features are supposed to be presented, so that to ensure that anyone who wants to be mischievous about our ballot papers cannot do that.